is something more than gold. Is something more than gold. The spirit of the Lord in the heart of man is something more than gold.
Something more than gold. Something more than gold. The spirit of the Lord in the heart of man is something more than gold. More than gold. Something more than gold. Oh yes, something more than gold. The spirit of the Lord in the heart of man is something more than.
So the message this morning is spirit of the Lord in the heart of man. It is something more than gold. The spirit of the Lord or spirit of Christ, it is very, very important to have him in this Christian race. So much so that we should desire him. And those who get him, they should value him more than pure gold. Because anybody will not get the spirit of Christ, that person is without Christ and without God in this world. Therefore, that person will not get the hope of eternal life. And that person also, you know, if he claim any of the promises of God. Even though that person, they go to church, as long as the spirit of Christ know the inside them, that person will be Christian yet too. Not only a church goer, or you can call him believer in Christ. You know, when you meet many on the streets, you are preaching to them this word of truth. They will tell you, I have my own church. They don't get spirit of Christ. Yes, they get their own church. Romans 8. We will read verse 14.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Not only believers in Christ, who are the Spirit of Christ, and are being led by this Spirit of Christ, now be the actual sons and daughters of God. So if though you have him, you are not aligned to govern your life, you go nowhere. You see how important it is to have him, to cherish him, and to guide him jealously, and to allow him to lead your life. And at this same spirit of Christ with the inside man, now I go bear witness with our own spirits, say we'll be children of God. And at this same spirit of the Lord, spirit of Christ, now make us have preeminence over the beasts. Believers in Christ, we not get the spirit of Christ, should see themselves as beasts. Should see themselves as what? As beasts. Any person who is saying they go to church, I'm repeating, you know, get the spirit of Christ in him. You are not different from a beast. Because the spirit of Christ now make us there above the beast. Ecclesiastes. Chapter 3.
Ecclesiastes 3.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Read from 18.
Verse 18.
To 21.
I said in my heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that God might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them. As the one died, so died the other. Yea, they have all one breath. So that a man had no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity. All go unto one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to the dust again. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upwards, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth?
Among the people of God, I also found human beasts who are sensual, not having the spirit of Christ. who will read now for Jude. Jude. Book of Jude. Jude 17 to 19.
Verse 17. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit.
You know, Sam? He's talking about those not having the Spirit. He said they separate themselves, that they cause divisions. Human beasts. You know, Sam? So it's possible for people to be among the people of God, yet they don't have the Spirit of Christ. The serpents and the generation of vipers are human beasts, because they have not the Spirit of the Lord, yet they are among the mixed multitude or the poor of God. And Jesus can say they cannot escape the damnation of hell except they repent. Matthew 23. Don't forget, the Spirit of the Lord in the heart of man is something more than gold. If you don't have him, you are not different from a beast. Matthew 23.
Matthew 23.
Matthew 23:33.
Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell?
You see, are these not human beings that Christ is talking about? Have you not the Spirit of Christ? He said they cannot escape the damnation of hell, because their spirits after death will go down to the earth, just like dog, pig, cow, their spirit, they go down to the earth after they die. The damsel who was possessed with the spirit of divination was a human beast, having not the Spirit of Christ. Even though for many days he couldn't follow Paul, testifying to the fact that Paul and those who were with him, he said they'll be the servants of the Most High God who have come to show them the way of salvation. What about Simon, inside the Bible, the sorcerer? Who will they read every time for Bible? In the book of Acts 8. May not read it. Simon, the sorcerer. Bible says, believe the preaching of Philip concerning the kingdom of God. Bible say he was baptized thereafter by water immersion. And he called the follow Philip. Yet, he no get Spirit of Christ. He still remain human beast. Can they give Peter money? to buy the gifts or the power of God. When they see Peter, they lay hands. Some people, they receive the Holy Ghost. Human beings, they want to buy the gift or the power of God. What do you want to take and do? He said he wants to start to lay hands on people also. And so there are many false prophets outside there today. How many false prophetesses? Especially in this country, who go to places to buy power so that they can work miracles. And most of them, they don't go to Bible school. They don't buy Bible knowledge with money. They can't come out now. Establish synagogue sitting here and there. They don't have the Spirit of Christ. Make we get power so that the crowd go they come to their synagogue sitting. And that's what we see nowadays. So there are so many Simon the sorcerers all over the place who say they believe they have been baptized. They have come out of Bible school, yet have not the Spirit of Christ. These four prophets and four prophetesses, they laid their hands on their congregation under the guise of deliverance. Whereas they are imparting evil spirits unto them to bring them under perpetual spell so that they will never come out of that congregation. Now let the grace of God go through in being such throughout day for the truth out of such congregation. These four prophets and four prophetesses, they will come make their congregation twice the children of hell than they themselves. Twice what? Than they themselves. Which I read in the Bible. Matthew 23:15.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves.
That is the work of these four prophets who are hypocrites, having not the Spirit of Christ, who are sensual. That is the assignment in the life of people, to make them twice the children of hell than they themselves. They know they are not going to heaven. No. They know that. That is why children of God, who are the spirits of Christ, God can't they warn them. See, may they not believe all spirits. So. May they try all spirits to know whether they are of God. See, because many false prophets, they don't go into the world now. I mean, obviously, the Bible warns us. 4 John 4:1. Make we read them again.
1 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world.
God, they talk by saying, see, many false prophets don't go into the world. And we are seeing it happen nowadays. We are talking of those who have not the Spirit of Christ. That they are not different from this. There was a sister, a believer in Christ, who was living with a genuine servant of God some years back. in the same apartment with the Jerusalem of God, occupying one room there. And for many years, this sister was a domestic aide that did help to the genuine servant of God. That is, taking care of the genuine servant of God, cooking for the genuine servant of God, and all that. And a little boy used to come to spend weekends with this servant of God, with the parents of the little boy. And so in one of these weekends, this little boy now had a dream. In that dream, as he was narrating to the mother the following morning, the Spirit lifted him up and took him to the kitchen and suddenly found a gun in his hand. And he saw a beast coming out of the kitchen looking like a bear, wanting to attack this little child. He did not know how. He triggered the gun and shot this beast that came out of the kitchen. Many years after, God started revealing who this sister was to the genuine servant of God. Actually, this made to this our God was a human being in the spirit. And very religious, outward righteous. But she had not the spirit of Christ. So you see that among people who can be found, human what? Beast in the spirit. Not having the spirit of Christ. And so, having been discovered, the servant of God say, you must go. Now I can drive her out of the church where the servant of God, the pastor. The battle have been finished in the spirit realm already. Abi? That human being have been shot. Now just the physical manifestation. Now we can see later so. Because battle are won in the spirit realm first. Before we begin to see the physical manifestation. So all these examples, where would they give so? Both from the Bible or Simon the Sorcerer. The damsel with the spirit of divination, and this practical case of this maid servant or genuine servant of God are to make us to know that the spirit of Christ in the heart of man is very, very paramount. It's something you must honestly desire more than gold. And not only having him in us, but to be filled with him. To be what? To be filled. And to make sure that he remains in us, so he will not depart from us. It's a gift. Holy Spirit is what? It's a gift. Any gift can depart. Any gift can be taken. If you live your life carelessly, spiritually. That's why David prayed one simple prayer. And which kind of prayer David can pray so? We go read down for Psalm 51. verse 11.
Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
That's the prayer David prayed. That is, don't take the Holy Spirit from me. Because once you take the Holy Spirit from me, it means I'm cast away from your presence. I don't become human beast with that. I don't want to go back to the level of being a human beast. Don't take the Holy Spirit from me. And those believers in Christ, where we say God don't deliver them from unclean spirits through the word of truth, whether they hear, they must pray earnestly. Serious prayer. That the Spirit of the Lord may come into their hearts and occupy such hearts. You know this abnormal behavior where they see among so-called believers in Christ? This disobedient and rebellion. If you check their life, they are not born again. We must know that healing and deliverance from unclean spirits and for Satan destructions come about as the word of truth is being sent forth to the congregation. When that word of truth is mixed with faith in your heart, see this word with the concept, I believe, say, I'm going to be delivered or healed. Because God said, He sent forth His word. And do what? He can heal all of them. And deliver them from what? From their destruction. For example, the people of Samaria, in Acts 8, as they were listening to the word of truth spoken to them by Philip, will be genuine servant of God. Bible records the unclean spirit began to come out of all of them who were possessed. And healing began to take place. We'll read that now. Acts 8. Verse 5.
Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto these things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed.
See? He said, the people with one accord gave heed that they listen unto those things which Philip speak, the word of truth they speak. Miracles were happening. They were seeing them with their eyes. Others, they were hearing it. For unclean spirit crying with loud voice came out of men that were possessed. And many who were paralyzed were healed. Those who were lame had healing. Only by hearing what? This word of truth being mixed with faith in their heart. It was not anointing oil. Listen. We make this unclean spirit when they come out of their body. It was not anointing oil that made that man where they paralyzed to be healed, or that made the lame man to walk. Not be anointing oil. But Satan making people to have faith in anointing here, oh yeah, rather than having faith in the word of truth, which is quick and powerful. Waiting big about the healing and this deliverance from unclean spirits. It was the anointing of the Spirit of Christ in Philip. That wrought the miracle by the power that was in the word of truth where they come out of his mouth. He made the poor of Samaria put their faith in the word of truth that was sent out from the mouth of Philip by God. And so they receive deliverance from unclean spirits. They receive healing. Once you come to the truth, there must be deliverance. If you actually take heed to the word of truth that is coming forth upon this mountain, God is your possession. There must be holiness in your life. It's your possession. Obadiah 17. Not be so God talk. Obadiah.
Obadiah 17.
Yes.
But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. And there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions.
You understand? Once you have come to this truth, deliverance from unclean spirits, after you have been delivered and you are having the Spirit of Christ in you, holiness is your possession. Those who were delivered from unclean spirits, the apostle did not waste time. Quickly, immediately, they had to lay hands upon them to receive the Spirit of the Lord, so that their heart will not be empty, so that that evil unclean spirit will not come back to occupy those hearts. Let's read it as it. Verse 14 now.
Verse 14
to 17.
Now, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was falling upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost.
So they have been seen now with the Holy Ghost. Unclean spirit don't come out. But not waste time. God tell the apostles, go quickly. Go and lay your hands on them. So that the Holy Spirit can fill that vacuum. So that this unclean spirit will come back to them. Jesus Christ, our Master, our Lord, throughout his ministry, did you see him use anointing oil? But see what the devil had done to the church of Christ today in Nigeria. Did Philip use anointing oil in this miracle that he wrought? No. Check the whole of the Acts of Apostles. None of them use anointing oil, because they had in them the Spirit of Christ manifesting power through them to perform miracles through the word of God that came forth from their mouth. All that Jesus Christ used to say in his ministry, when they came to him for healing. He goes, say, your faith has made you what? Whole. But most believers in Christ now, they have been so possessed with this idolatrous practice of anointing oil. If they come to a place like this and they don't say anointing oil, you will not see them the next Sunday again. If you are living in sin, if you like, you buy 200,000 worth of anointing oil, you will not be healed. Because what did James talk? He said, if anyone is sick among yourselves, let him meet the elders of the church. He said, if they are committed sin that will hinder that healing, they shall be forgiven if they confess it. He said, a prayer of faith shall do what? That save the sick. He didn't say anointing oil shall save the sick. The anointing oil will now see for that James is symbolic. The natural man will not understand the things of the spirit. They will not know what that anointing means. But it's the anointing of the Spirit of Christ in servants of God that does the work as he ministers the word of God to the congregation. That man who came with walking stick, you know, remember that case of that man. Nobody lay hand on him. He had become walking stick. Now just word of God, he mixed with faith in time, night through walking stick. From that day, never you walking sick again. But he got his miracle and left the church. The camp meeting we had, the first wilderness retreat, people fell down, unclean spirits started coming out. Did they lay hand on them? Not the word of God that they hear. Was there nothing used upon them? No, it was the word of God. Mark 5. Mark 5:34.
And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague.
This woman was healed of the issue of blood. He no use anointing. He no lay hand upon her. By faith in Jesus and his word, now make her whole. Did he say, daughter, the anointing has made you whole? Now so he talk. Oh, daughter, the lay of my hands over you have made you whole. Where did he talk? My faith has made you whole. Faith is the problem of most believers in Christ today. In the word of truth. You know, this word of truth that is being heard and taught in a true church or in a true house of God. Now, Jesus can neither knock at the door of your heart. As the word they come for, so he did hear now. It is stand at the door of your heart. It is knock. Wanting you to hear his voice and to open that door. I want my spirit to come in. That's what the word of truth is. Now Jesus, they knock at the door of every heart here. Revelation 3.
Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me.
Behold, I stand at the door. Not being physically, I stand at the door. My word is the truth, is life. and knocking. As you are hearing the voice, he's knocking. He said, if any man hear my voice, that is the voice of this truth, and open the door for this truth to come in with faith in your heart, I will come into him, I will sup with him, and he with me. That is, I will come in by my spirit to you. But some of us are resisting the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of the Lord, from coming in because of our stubborn and stony hearts to this word of truth. The Spirit of the Lord cannot force it into your heart. You must be willing to receive him. But our stubborn and rebellious hearts, stony heart, they resist the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, from coming to your heart. Acts 7. Verse 51.
Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do ye.
You know, sir. Where did they resist the Spirit of Christ from coming to our heart? Stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart. You just, they come, they sit down, they hear. You know, they allow the word to come in. So how can you receive the Spirit of Christ? You are resisting him. And if you don't come inside you, you remain a human beast. And when you die, your spirit goes where? Down the earth. Yeah. So this word of truth, where would they hear so? Is the voice of Jesus. And it is spirit and life. To them, we go open the door of their hearts to this word of truth. And when a child of God is sealed with the Holy Spirit, or with the Spirit of the Lord, or the Spirit of Christ, as they hear this word of truth, if they believe him, if they live in obedience to that, you can't save us from our sin. We know they live in sin anymore. And the wicked one will never touch us. Who is that wicked person? The devil can never touch. Just a child that is sealed with the Holy Spirit, that is sealed with the Spirit of Christ, that is sealed with the Spirit of the Lord. As he lives in obedience to the word of the way they hear, the wicked one will never, never touch you. We'll read that now. 1 John 5:18.
1 John 5:18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not.
No, sir. Once I see with the Holy Spirit, that is, you are the Spirit of Christ indwelling you, you are safe from sin, and you will no longer live in sin anymore. We run away from sin, and the wicked one will never do what? Touch you. And these are the ones that will be spared of the judgment of God, who are sealed with the Spirit of Christ, with the Spirit of the Lord. When God begins his judgment in his house, which shall surely happen, judgment must start from the house of God. But the ones who are sealed by the Spirit of Christ, the indwelling in them, who are living in obedience, who are not living in sin, shall be spared of the judgment of God, right in the house of God. Ezekiel 9:6.
Ezekiel 9.
Ezekiel chapter 9. Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 6.
Verse 6. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient men which were before the house.
He said, go and slay them utterly, both old and young, both maid and little children and women, but come near, near any man upon whom is a mark. What mark is that? Is the seal or the spirit of Christ in man? See, I'm beginning at my sanctuary. You know, Sam? 1 Peter 4. 1 Peter 4 now.
1 Peter 4.
1 Peter 4, 17 now.
Verse 17.
Yes.
For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?
You know, sir, for the time is come, just as what you read in Ezekiel 9, verse now. He said the time they come, when judgment will begin at your own house. But those who have the seal, who are that mark, the seal of the spirit of Christ in them, inside the house of God, who are living in obedience to the word of truth, who are not living in sin, will be spared of the judgment. Those who don't obey the gospel of God, either they don't have the spirit of Christ, they don't grieve him, God don't take care for him because of constant rebellion, habitual rebellion, don't take care. It's something more than gold. It's something more than gold.
The spirit of the Lord in the heart of man is something more than gold.
The spirit of the Lord in the heart of any believer in Christ also speaks. They hear his voice. Either an inner voice, still small voice, or they hear audible voice behind their ears. God speaking to them, directing them the way they should go. He speaks. Isaiah 30.
Isaiah 30.
Isaiah 30, verse 21.
Verse 21. And thy ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left.
The spirit of the Lord in the heart of man speaks to his children. Either a still small voice, inner voice, or be careful what voice you are hearing. If you actually have the spirit of Christ in you, he will speak to you and will not contradict his word. The testimony of our sister that he has given in this church will be say, he be one travel out of Benin, relocate from Benin, because of the trouble where they passed through in this land. He said he can't go inside the church hall. One morning like that, they cried to God. They asked God, should I leave Benin? Because this trouble too much for me. This storm too much. I don't feel bad. Should I go to Lagos or Jos, where I've been given a job? But she told us that she heard a voice, a bit behind her, See, telling her not to leave Benin. She looked back, she did not see anybody. Who they speak? But whose voice in here? The voice of the Holy Spirit. Show her the right way to go. Don't go that way. This is the way. Stay. He said, I'm going to run a program in your life. Now here I go bless you this Benin. And true to up to today. Nothing happened to her. That fear, where they fear. For many years now, nobody trouble again. Those were the person before. That's what the Spirit of the Lord does in the heart of man. Speaking to you, directing your footsteps in life, leading you. It will not lead you astray. And the Spirit of the Lord in Philip, as we round up, in Acts 8, come speak to Philip. Acts 8. 29.
Verse 29.
To 30.
Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest thou what thou readest?
You know, Sam, the Spirit of the Lord in Philip said to him, he heard his voice, go near and join yourself to the chariot. He obeyed that voice and ran to the chariot and saw this Ethiopian eunuch. He did read Bible, we don't understand, because he no get Spirit of Christ. And yes, now child of God was said to be born again. And so he expanded his vision to him. He became saved and was baptized. Now, as soon as he finished that assignment, look what happened. Verse 39 now.
39. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord cut away Philip, that Enoch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing.
Who carried away Philip now? The Lord. It means anybody will not get Spirit of Christ or Spirit of the Lord in him, you will not be caught up to meet Jesus in the air, in the rapture. That's why I'm going to pray earnestly, if you don't have him, to indwell in. As he cut off Philip, now still go catch us up to meet the Lord in the air when the trumpet shall sound. And so if we don't have him now, don't think you go in the rapture. And one thing we know, anybody will know great Spirit of Christ, one characteristic thing you see about them is that they will never love the truth. Because Jesus is the truth. And if they don't love the truth, it means they don't love Jesus. Because it's the truth. That's one thing you will know. Somebody will not go and speak to Christ. You go hear the truth, not like to hear anything about the truth. Because these are evil. You might be a human beast without the Spirit of Christ. But those who are the Spirit of Christ, we always love the truth. Your heart will ponder the truth. They drink them like water. No matter how the truth will be, they will be happy as they hear. And those who will not love this truth, that is, you know, love Jesus, they are already accursed. So. On the day of judgment, they are cursed. 1 Corinthians 16.
1 Corinthians 16.
22.
If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha.
That is, on the day of judgment, that person is accursed. That is the meaning of anathema, maranatha. Cause to everlasting hellfire. Every person who is saying the Spirit of Christ, they are commanded to love the truth. It's a command from heaven. Love the truth. We will read that now. Zechariah 8. If you don't want the Spirit of Christ to depart from you, you must love this truth. Zechariah 8, 19d.
Verse
19d.
Therefore, love the truth and peace.
Understand? Therefore, love what? The truth and peace. If you love the truth, you are loving peace and you have peace to your soul and spirit. If you hate the truth, you lose peace. You will not love peace. And God cannot make your enemies to be at peace with you. They always be at war with you. So, it's a command. Do what? Love the truth. If you know you are my child, you are my own. Love what? Love the truth. Don't hate me. Love me. Now Jesus got it also. Those who are the Spirit of Christ indwelling them, they be like the wind. They be like what? Like the wind. You can't understand them. The Holy Spirit, they move them in the way that he himself will not understand himself. People will not understand them. Now so it be. John 3:8.
The wind bloweth where it listed, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
You know, sir. The wind they blow somewhere, but where from they blow from corn, you're not going to know. Where it want end, you're not going to know. Now only the voice you will hear. See, so is everyone that had the Spirit of Christ indwelling in. Nobody will understand anymore. You are strange to many people around you. Let us start to pray.